This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Talent Corp presents Talent Matters, a conversation with six business leaders on challenges and opportunities in their industries.
BFM 89.9, I'm speaking to KK Lim, President of TechNip in Asia Pacific. Now, KK, why should talents be excited about prospects in your sector in Malaysia?
Well, the oil and gas sector, as we all know now, is going through one of its cyclic troughs. And it happens every number of years. And currently, offshore activity is lower, but onshore is still going very, very strong. But, you know, despite all this cyclic nature of the industry, fossil fuels will still be very prominent as an energy source, and it provides a great source of employment and great opportunities for talent in Malaysia. You know, oil and gas accounts for 1/5 of our GDP in Malaysia. So it will continue to develop, and in Malaysia particularly, and you know, investing a lot in deep water. And the percentage of work here in Malaysia for companies like TechNip, a big part of our work is actually for international projects. So we're not only doing work for Malaysian development, being involved we're in a very lucky place to be in KL, because it's a good place to do work for international projects.
Now, one of the big projects that we're looking at is also the RAPID project. Can you share with us the scale of ambition for this project and the opportunities for talent in Pengerang?
Oh, RAPID is really an exciting job. We are both involved in both as a program management consultant called PMC for Petronas, and we are also doing the engineering, procurement and project management for the utilities interconnecting off-site part of the work. The project, as is publicly known and as announced by Petronas, is going to employ up to 70,000 people at the site. In Pengerang, and with the overall investment of about $27 billion. This is then a world-class sized project.
Now, what role has Talents played in TechNip setting up its regional headquarters in KL?
You know, TechNip has been here since 1982, and we've grown from that time. We've got two advanced deep water vessels based in Malaysia. We also own 8.5% of MHB, which operates MMHE shipyard. It's really the largest yard in Asia Pacific, including we've got a flexible plant for manufacturing. We employ 2,000 more people. So it really is a center of high technology deep water development, including execution of the first floating LNG for Petronas. That's done up entirely out of Kuala Lumpur. So we selected Kuala Lumpur to be our headquarters for some very good reasons, including it being very central to Asia Pacific. It's got a very educated workforce, good communication, good connectivity. It's a very, very cost effective. So that, together with the wide use of English and the workforce, and I think has helped us decide that KL will be our center for Asia Pacific. I mean, recently we've had to close our Singapore office, and I think that some of our competitors are doing the same, and we're moving all our expertise from Singapore, retaining the core expertise and bringing them to KL. So, you know, the center of Center for Welding Technology, as well as SLA, is going to be in KL.
The Returning Expert Program, or REP, facilitates Malaysian professionals working abroad to return and contribute to Malaysia. For more information, visit rep.talentcorp.com.my. I've been speaking to KK Lim, President of TechNip in Asia Pacific.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.